This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Another game week goes by in a flash with a mad dash to the end of the season. Bale and Kane, the new Kane and Son, they scored 33 points between them. Emi Martinez kept another clean sheet and Brighton again got beat. Scotty Parker masterminding Liverpool's demise. 6 losses in a row at home is no mean feat. Thomas Tuchel's tight at the back troops had Everton put firmly to bed. I don't care about my FPL score because Manchester, my friends, is red. Welcome to Triple Captain.
Oh, possibly the smuggest poem we've had yet.
United! The inconsistency continued. Who the hell would have thought that United would go to the Etihad and win 2-0 to end City's 21-game winning streak? It was incredible. Brilliant performance from United, despite the fact that Dan James started. My prediction was right, but it worked. The counter-attacking football worked. We won that early penalty. Bruno Fernandes put it away. Thankfully kept Bruno Fernandes in my team. I know lots of people were getting rid of him this game week. And United won 2-0. It was great. So when that happens, FPL doesn't really matter to me anywhere near as much as it would normally.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. But this is the season for upsets, isn't it? I mean, you know, yeah. Fulham beating Liverpool at Anfield, Everton beating Liverpool at Anfield, Burnley beating Liverpool at Anfield, Brighton beating Liverpool at Anfield.
Fulham were favourites, surely. I mean, you know, before the game, surely they were favourites. We are at Triple Captain 3 on social media, by the way. We're Triple Captain FPL podcast. I'm Luke Jurdy. I'm joined, as always, by Rich Wolfenden and producer Ben. And should we kick off with Ben, Rich? Because Ben's had another good week.
Go on.
And let's bask in the glory of Ben's wild card.
The shining light of Triple Captain.
Delighted. It's a season of 3/3, this one. I played my wild card 2 weeks ago. When I played that wild card, my rank was 2 million. My rank is now 1.4 million.
Yes.
I'm quickly gaining on that top million.
Climbing.
My final aim is, I think there's enough time to get in the top 500k by the end of the season. It's going all right. I got 87 minus 4 this week, so 83 altogether. Not a bad game week at all. I thought Kevin De Bruyne pulled it out of the bag tonight for Man City, scoring 2 goals. Captain's armband on him. Differential captain choice, 17.1% selected Kevin De Bruyne. And he's bringing home some nice bonus points as well from today. 2 bonus from today, so obviously that's 4. But yeah, I've got Fernandes too, did well. I've got Kane up front. And you know what? For weeks I've been thinking Kane has got it in him. He's had so many chances. I think a lot of people wrote off Kane and he returned with 19 points this week. I know we want to talk about the kind of Kane-Bale link-up, but even when Bale went off, you know, Son then stepped in and did his old trick of providing Kane the assist. Harry Kane's going to be at the centre of all of Tottenham's goals and I think they're going to score a lot of them in the fixture run they've got coming up. The defence was disappointing, apart from Martinez with 7, a double game week for Diaz and Stones, and they returned 2 and 1. Terrible. But, you know, Ezri Konsa with a 6 points. Thank God for the Villa boys and that result. Against Wolves, the 0-0 against Wolves. But, yeah, anyway, that's me. 1.4 million, chasing top a million.
Yeah, I mean, a rise of 600,000 places in just 2 game weeks is fantastic going. Yeah, great work and a great shout.
Thanks, mate.
Great shout on Kevin De Bruyne, who produced tonight, despite not looking great against United and not doing much the game before. You stuck with him captain-wise. And we called Harry Kane, didn't we? And it was written, really. And, I mean, that was the reason that the fact that United were playing Palace the week before was a huge part of the reason that I triple captain Fernandes, because Palace have been conceding the most shots in the league. They've defensively not looked good. And then they had this amazing double game week where they kept 2 clean sheets. But it came home to roost. Harry Kane's been having the most shots in the league out of everybody else recently. Palace have conceded the most shots in the league recently. Lo and behold, Kane gets a 19-pointer. So it was kind of written, but I didn't back myself to captain a single game week player. So it didn't quite pay off, but I was glad to own him. Rich, on the other hand, didn't have Kane, did you? I mean, have you had a bad week
I have had a woeful week, actually. So I don't even know where to start. I had three players who returned.
Could Ben catch you up?
We were just talking about this before you joined the call. Yeah, I reckon he honestly could. I mean, if his aim is the top 500k, mine is also the top 500k. And I've been saying that all season and I haven't progressed at all. But Ben is showing some form. So I got one eye, you know. I got, what's the phrase? Looking over my shoulder. That's the
one
phrase.
Eye open, yeah. Sleeping with one eye open.
That's it, yeah.
What are your total points, Rich?
Overall points.
Yeah.
1616.
See, I'm now 1581. That's not too far behind, is
no,
it?
No, not it's at not. All. Not at all.
Is there really 600,000 places between the tanks? I've dropped to 872, which is awful. Mm.
Wow. Okay, I've been doing that in the mini league. Like, don't worry about what's going on at the top. I'm like in seventh place in our lads mini league at the moment. I'm like, don't doesn't matter. First place, second, they can, you know, talk between themselves in the WhatsApp group. All I'm concentrating on right now is Rich Wolfenden, who is ahead of me in La Corona Liga.
Who's top of La Corona Liga? Is it Tom still?
Yeah. Well, Tom, who edits this podcast, is top. Tom, who, by the way, a little side note, said to me the other day, you know, on top of FPL now, it's because you guys talk about all these tips, but then never actually do them yourself. But I've been editing the podcast and I've been doing all the tips that you've said.
Damn
but not
it.
Followed, and he's top. Yeah.
Damn
so
it.
So what tips? What tips have I said that I haven't followed?
Just in terms of like players that we've picked, then we've gone, look out for them this weekend. Oh yeah, that's a really good choice. And deciding to go for completely the opposite thing. Those
yeah.
kind of...
Yeah.
The season's full of them.
Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is.
Especially
you're
this podcast
right.
is full of them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But I did listen to our advice last week and go for a captain who wouldn't necessarily be... a captain. Obviously, we said, you know, you've got to get the big players in like Fernandes and Kane and that sort of thing. But captain, somebody who wouldn't necessarily be, you know, in somebody else's team. So I did that and I picked Raheem Sterling, who got 2 points in the game against Manchester United for doing zilch. And he didn't even play in the game against Southampton tonight. Other City assets, Cancelo played 64 minutes across two games. And those 64 minutes were in the United loss. Gundogan, I think he scored, did he, the last goal for Man City? Yeah. So he's the... Fernandes scored the penalty as well. And then other than that, Martinez got me 7, but everybody else was 2s and 1s. And to make matters worse, I put Maguire on the bench because they were playing Man City at the Etihad. He got a nice 5. And I took a -4 to bring Antonio in for Shea Adams, who scored 2. So, you know, a brilliant, brilliant game week. But... frustrating.
It was always going to happen with Shea Adams, wasn't it? I mean, he scored two. He's even scored tonight.
Like, I know.
Couldn't quite believe that. But yeah, it was always going to happen.
I think it was 12 game weeks or something he hadn't scored in. And obviously the game week.
Don't take a player out before a double, I guess. But I could see why you did it. I brought Antonio in as well. I brought him in for Calvert-Lewin. I didn't take a hit this week. I was at Monday night, I was really frustrated with FPL. I was like, how is this season? You know, I think I was like, again, I'd gone down by about 2,000 places. I was just like, I can't stand this. I've actually gone down by about 30,000 places now, but I'm quite happy with it. And I'll tell you why, because I'm no longer treading water. And I made a decision. I made a decision this week to captain Ruben Diaz. I thought I'll go for a differential captain as well. I'll go for a differential captain as well. Obviously, it backfired, but I honestly don't mind because you know what? It made the game week more exciting. I turned on the radio tonight to listen to the City Southampton game. Obviously, when Southampton scored their penalty, I was loving it because it was 1-1, and United have got, you know, that tiniest of glimmers of hope, you know, if City drop points. So I didn't mind that in a way, but I was quite excited going into the game. So I thought, well, I hope Gundogan stays quiet, but I own Gundogan, so it doesn't matter too much if he doesn't. It's not going to hurt me that much. And if Ruben Diaz goes off and gets a, you know, 10 pointer or whatever, and say it's 1-0 or 0-0, I'm in. I've got a nice green arrow. Obviously, it didn't work out that way, but in a way, I'm glad I did it, and I'm going to carry on playing like that for the rest of the season because it was more enjoyable this week having a differential captain, and it was a win-win really because if City lose to United, I'm happy. I don't mind if it's only a 1 point for Diaz, and if City lost to Southampton, I don't mind. As it was, 5-2, you know, possibly the worst outcome I could have imagined. But I'm quite happy. I've got somewhere to go now. I'm down to 129k, but I've got somewhere to go, and I'm gonna keep making these slightly different captain decisions from now on. I chose not to captain Gundogan, and that nearly worked. That was nearly right. He had one chance in both of those games. He doesn't look as threatening. This week it backfired. Next week it might not. You know, City have got Fulham next. I'd expect Stones to come back in. So Diaz and Stones double up will probably be better than a City attacking double up, because Fulham aren't conceding any goals. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, elsewhere, Harry Kane obviously got his 19 points, which really helped. Emi Martinez clean sheet. I benched Matt Target because Matt Lowton for Burnley, his attacking stats have been really, really good recently, but obviously that didn't quite pay off against Arsenal. And Gundogan obviously got some points. Apart from that, Fernandez as well got his points. Apart from that, it was quite quiet again. And surely we've got to get rid of Salah, haven't we? I got 61 overall, by the way, 61 points from double game week. Pretty disappointing, but onwards and upwards, boys, and United beat City. So I'm positive. I'm positive Luke tonight. I'm positive Luke.
The Manchester United win over Manchester City mentally is probably worth about 60 FPL points.
Exactly.
Puts you in a bit of a better mood, doesn't it?
It doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. And you know, my season's been stagnating for so long. I'm actually quite glad of a bigger red arrow.
Wakes you up a little bit, doesn't it? Like a slap around the face.
It does. Yeah, it wakes you up a bit and you think, right, okay, who am I going to captain next week? Who am I going to bring in next week? So I'm happy with how my team's shaping up. That blank game week is nearly upon us. As soon as that blank game week's over, I can start planning my wild card and really push on for the end of the season and hopefully finish top 50k for the end of the season. But yeah, should we talk about Salah at first? We've surely got to get rid of him, haven't we?
It's so frustrating. I mean, Liverpool's form, I mean, what is it, 6 defeats on the trot at Anfield in the league? It's crazy. How did they get on tonight, by the way? Are they playing Leipzig?
I think they're playing right now.
The second half, is it?
The score is, I'm guessing it's 0-0. Apparently Leipzig have hit the bar. Yeah, 0-0.
0-0, yeah.
So obviously Liverpool are 2-0 up on aggregate. So looks like they're going through.
Yeah, so it's so strange how they can't dispatch Fulham, Brighton, Burnley, Everton, these sides that they'd expect to beat in the Premier League, but then it come up against Leipzig and they do superbly against them. It's just, I can't get my head around it. And, you know, you feel like at any moment Liverpool could click straight back into form and be brilliant again. I know he's been dropping Mane over the last few weeks, maybe because Mane's not been as prolific this season. That could be a reason for it. I mean, Salah's still the top scorer in the Premier League, isn't he? So
yeah,
it's such a risk. I mean, dropping the top scorer in the Premier League.
Is he, or is Kane taken over him now? I don't know.
Oh, he may have.
Anyway,
he's
nearly
week.
Up. He's up there, isn't he? Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, he's up there. And he's won the Golden Boot like numerous times. He's been the highest scorer in FPL numerous times. You know, it's so risky to take him out. And I know where you're coming from, because he's worth, what, nearly 13 million in FPL. So that frees up so many points. You can get two decent strikers for that money. Mm.
I think especially with that blank game week coming up, and if you haven't got Bale or Son, Salah to Bale or Son, you look at those games and you think, well, Salah doesn't play in 29. So in order to outscore Bale or Son, he's got to get a huge haul against Wolves. Because over the next two game weeks, Spurs have got two games and Liverpool have got one. So Bale is massively on form, isn't he? Scored another 14 points. He looks great. Son's looking good. Kane's looking good. Spurs suddenly look great again. Who knew? All you had to do was play Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
And suddenly the team clicks. Okay, Mourinho, maybe you should have done that a little bit earlier. I think, it makes sense to get rid of Salah. But having said that, it makes me want to captain Salah this game week as well, because differential captain. surely he's going to get back on form. It's not like Mo Salah's going to lose his form. Eventually he's going to score, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I mean, I'm looking at the top transfers out this week. Guess how many have transferred out Salah so far?
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
It's 287,000 people have transferred out Mo Salah.
Makes sense. But lots of people transferred out Bruno Fernandes last week, and he looked good again against City and scored his penalty. So, it's tricky. It would be such an easy move this week to go to Salah to Bale. But I might just hold on to Salah for one more week and then do that switch for the blank game week.
Speaking about Salah going out, 287,000. 294,000 have brought in Bale and 293,000 have brought in Kane. So Tottenham assets are getting loaded on. If you've not got Tottenham assets, you are going to fall behind massively if you've not got one of them in there.
It's hurt not owning Son the last couple of weeks. It's hurt my rank quite a lot, I think, because he got back on form, didn't he? Although he only got the assist against Palace, it's still worth about nearly 4 points against you if you don't have him, because so many people own him. But, you know, is there anyone else out there that's going to score more points than Spurs over the next few weeks? I think because of that blank game week as well, it makes a lot of sense to bring in Bale or Son. Obviously, we should all have Kane, I think. Who would you prefer right now, Bale or Son?
I had this choice on my wild card and I went for Son because of the minutes.
Wise. Mm.
And because of the ownership, you're right. Like, you do need to have those players who cover your back.
Mm. I think I prefer Bale right now, though.
Mate, I've got my he's on a free hit.
Hot streak, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah, I've got my free hit for 29 and the first three names on the team sheet are Kane, Bale and Son.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have all three of them for a week.
Oh my God, triple Tottenham? I've never said those words before.
They're playing Villa though, Ben.
Oh God, they're not, are they?
Yeah, they're playing Villa. And
this is an emotion.
Villa away.
Oh,
you know what Martinez has been like this season, and Villa's defence has been good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
So I can't see Spurs dominating that. I think it'll be Mourinho will go for a 1-0. So
get his recon, sir, in.
So
he's in.
And they have got Arsenal away next, then they've got Villa away, then Newcastle away, which is, you know, will be a fairly easy fixture, I'd imagine. Then they've got United, then Everton. So not the easiest of runs for Spurs, but obviously because so few teams play in 29, it makes sense to bring them in. But can you see them, you know, scoring that highly again against Arsenal and Villa over the next two?
I can see them scoring quite a lot against Arsenal. The North London derby tends to be quite an entertaining game. Am I right in saying, in terms of goals?
Arsenal have been doing all right, though, recently.
Yeah, they have. But have they been doing well defensively? I don't think they've been particularly solid. They look better defensively, but I don't think they've looked amazing. That Mari's been okay, hasn't he?
They've conceded, three in their last three. So, yeah, they've not been keeping clean sheets. But, yeah, I mean, the London derby, anything could happen, couldn't it? I'm just looking at 29 now, and, I mean, no one's got a great fixture, really. Fulham and Leeds, and obviously Fulham have been great defensively.
Mm.
Brighton and Newcastle could quite easily be a drab 0-0. West Ham and Arsenal, you'd imagine that'll be fairly tight. And then Villa and Spurs, which, again, Villa haven't been getting battered by teams at all, have they? So,
no.
There's not a load of points to be gathered from 29, I don't think.
Am I mad to think? I've had a long day. I haven't been getting much sleep recently and I've been really frustrated all afternoon, stood out in the pissing down rain with my dog. But I'm thinking I might bring in Aubameyang.
I don't think it's a bad shout. Harry, you know, friend of the pod, Harry FPL Tips, who we've had on a couple of times, he's brought Aubameyang in and obviously scored this week. Got him eight points. Arsenal are looking okay, dare I say it. And their fixtures get better. We gave Pepe a little shout last week. And obviously he was benched this week. But when he came on, Arsenal looked much better. And he missed a really good chance. And he was threatening. So I'd expect him to maybe get a few more points. I don't know. It's an interesting shout, but Aubameyang, yeah, against Spurs,
yeah,
he could score, and then they've got West Ham in 29. He could be a great shout,
and then Liverpool as well, who are weak at the back. Then Sheffield United, Fulham. You know what? I might take a punt. I think because I've been on the slide recently. You know, Ben's going to overtake me in the near future. I've got to be, you know, looking out for that. So maybe Aubameyang is the man who could save my season.
What from Salah? Would you do Salah to Aubameyang?
God, I've got Sterling and Salah both stinking out my midfield.
Have you got rid of?
I need to get rid of one.
Have you got rid of Barnes now? By the way,
I got rid of Barnes. Who did I bring in? Oh, I brought in Souček for the West Ham game, and he didn't do anything. I thought he scored for a brief moment, but it was flipping Dawson who beat him to it. But yeah, Lingard for West Ham, he's delivering again. He could be another great shout to go in there for a mid-priced midfielder.
Yeah, he looked very good again. And I mean, for 29, really, it's got to be... I've already got Antonio. I'm most likely going to bring Lingard in. Obviously, can't play this week against United. So I might roll the transfer this week. So I've got two for that blank game week, and then bring in Lingard and possibly Son or Bale would probably be my main target. So Bamiyang's a good differential. I also like Tierney at Arsenal, defensive-wise.
Yeah.
I think he could do a job.
Again, he makes Arsenal better, doesn't he? Mm. Like you talked about Pepe coming on, making them better. Tierney immediately makes them better going forward and at the back.
Yeah, and Veltman for Brighton as well, who's very cheap. Obviously they play Newcastle in 29. They could easily keep a clean sheet there because Newcastle's injury problems means that they've got no attacking threat at the moment. Now Saint-Maximin's, I think Almiron's injured as well, which makes their team very, very weak. And Veltman's been getting forward and getting some good attacking stats. So as a 1 week punt, maybe Veltman would be a good shout. 4.3 million on your free hit, yeah. Ben, I'm thinking maybe, might get an assist.
You know what? I'm currently, just at the moment, looking at Chelsea, just while I'm talking defenders and stuff, because I'm just looking at the clean sheets that they've had. I left Jorginho on the bench this week. Got him in on my wild card. Yeah, but, you know, he didn't. I got put off him. It was either him or Calvert-Lewin, and I saw that he didn't play the week before, so I thought, well, I'll leave him on the bench. 10 points from Jorginho. But I'm looking at Chelsea, and they kept a clean sheet now against Everton, Liverpool, Man United, Newcastle, Spurs, Burnley, Wolves. There's a lot. I'm looking at the back, and I think, actually, I'm looking at getting Aston Laqueta in.
Dave.
Yeah, is he? Yeah. He's the only one, really. Is he the only one that hasn't been rotated?
Yeah, he's regularly started every full 90 minutes of every
captain,
game,
I think.
But
because obviously Rudiger was a good shout, wasn't he? But he's been rotated recently as well.
Yeah.
So there's no one really that's nailed on. So maybe Azpilicueta could be an option. It's quite a lot to shell out for somebody that isn't going to get attacking returns, though, isn't it?
I mean, he's got 100 points this season, and they've got coming up. They're not playing in 29, but they've got Leeds, West Brom, Palace, Brighton, West Ham, Fulham.
I think I'd definitely get a Chelsea defender in on my wild card after the blank.
Here's my question. In terms of playing the free hit, if I go into the free hit with two free transfers, do I still have two free transfers after the free hit?
I'm pretty sure it goes back to one.
All right, so I might as well use it, basically.
Yeah, I might be wrong week. There, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, you might as well use it on a... Yeah. So, yeah, Chelsea defence, yeah, great. And what about Luke Shaw from United? He's scored his goal. Yeah. He's been our best player for a number of weeks now. I've finally come round to the Luke Shaw fan club because he's been...
Can't be many members in that fan club.
I tell you what, there's a few more now. But he's been superb. He's been absolutely superb. He's 5.1 million, 11.6% owned. I know lots of people will be bringing him in now. After the blank, United have got Spurs, Burnley, Leeds, Liverpool, Villa, Leicester, Fulham, Wolves. Not a bad run in. Seem to be getting it together defensively. Three clean sheets in a row. Didn't really look threatened against City. They didn't really force Henderson into many saves. Palace obviously didn't really either, apart from that one at the end from Van Aanholt, which I think was offside anyway. And neither did Chelsea. So suddenly United have looked like they're improved. They've improved at the back. I wouldn't maybe back us to keep a clean sheet against West Ham. But after that blank game week, I think Shaw is, you know, fantastic option. Attacking-wise, he's best in the league for defenders at the moment.
Yeah, because I thought Telles was easily going to be first choice all of this season. I think he's had injury problems, hasn't he? But, he's not getting a kick at the moment, is he, Telles? Because they were in and out, weren't they, throughout was the start of the season or midway through the season, maybe around Christmas time. But now, sure, he's probably England's best left back going into the Euros.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the England team's going to be really interesting, isn't it? Because there's a lot of good options coming to the fore. They were talking a lot about James Ward-Prowse today on Radio 5 Live, and set pieces, he could be brilliant for England, couldn't he? that he's a dead ball specialist. Yeah.
Honestly, every position in the England team's up for grabs. Goalkeeper, up for grabs. Pickford, Henderson, Pope. Centre-back, who do you have? Maguire, Stones, Keane, Mings. There's so many choices all over the field for England. If we don't win the Euros, I'm going to be extremely disappointed.
And it's here, and we're hosting it, and fans are going to be allowed back in stadiums. I've got tickets for the semi-final at Wembley. If England get there, I mean, I won't remember it, but it'll be fantastic.
You'd be absolutely smashed on £10 pints that you're buying in Wembley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, what are we talking about? Luke Shaw. Yeah, there's loads of options for England, definitely. And what about, let's have a little brief word on City going forward. Should we stick with the City double defence? Or, I mean, Stones was rotated again tonight. It's very rare that he plays twice if City have only got a game 3 or 4 days later because of Laporte. Obviously, Diaz is nailed. De Bruyne is probably nailed. Gundogan's probably just about as nailed as you can be.
Mm.
Do we go with M3 for now, or do we stick with the double City defence?
I mean, I've never had the double City defence, and I feel like I suffered from it. But I don't think I'd be going to it now. My gut says that ship has sailed. Obviously, they're absolutely flying and whatever, but Southampton scored 2 goals against them, who haven't been particularly great going forward of late.
Just looking at their total score this season, right? Gundogan is top with 142 points. Sterling is second with 132 points. In third place is Riyad Mahrez with 129. Now, Mahrez has started the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games for City. He's Pep's favourite at the moment. He's Pep's pet at the moment. Have we missed the boat on him, though? Is he suddenly going to go back to rotation and the bench, or is he going to stay the favourite? He was brought off on 60 minutes today, which suggests that Pep wants him to play. Should Mahrez be our third option? I'm thinking, get rid of Stones, right? Bring Mahrez in and just make sure I've got a decent bench option to come on if Mahrez doesn't play. Because when he plays, he's got that high ceiling, hasn't he? Scored another, like, 18 points tonight, and he'll get 3 bonus. That's 21 points. He scored 12 against Wolves, 7 and 9 against Everton and Arsenal, 12 against West Brom earlier in the season, 21 against Burnley earlier in the season. Like, he's really got that ability to push your rank up in 1 week, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know what it is this season? City and Pep obviously known for playing like tiki-taka football, and I think this season they've not necessarily played it, if you know what I mean. They've played very good football. In a way, they've almost been a bit more Liverpool in their approach to, as in the way that Liverpool played last year, where it was an intense attacking football rather than like the patient, slow build-up. And I think that probably, you know, weighs on David Silva leaving at the end of last season, which means that's perfect for Mahrez, because he was never that player who was into tiki-taka. He was always the winger who'd run at the defender, and maybe that's why he's, you know, doing so well of late, because they're playing a different kind of football to what they've done over seasons gone. So, but then again, this is Pep Guardiola, so he could easily be dropped for the next 3 games and come on for a bit off the bench for 15 minutes in each match. You know, it's the gamble you're taking, eh?
Yeah, that's the thing, and it is a gamble. But six starts in a row is pretty damn good, isn't he? And especially being taken off after 60 minutes suggests that he is the favourite right now, and he's producing the performances. So, you know, Ben, I bet you wish you'd just kept him in.
I know.
You had him in, didn't you?
Yeah, I had him. That's the thing, though. I had him when Rich, you said it, where you were like, every single player has been like, oh, they're having the best season, they have the best season. The only name that hasn't been mentioned is Mahrez. And that's when he kind of, I don't know about Riyad. I think he can, it will disappoint you. You just know it will. If you get him in now, it will disappoint you. Because, I mean, you know, Phil Foden was involved in 2 of the assists tonight. They have still got this depth and options. And I think Riyad Mahrez goes up and down. Like, from a City point of view, I've just gone KDB as my midfielder. I am thinking it's time to get rid of John Stones. Originally, I bought them thinking that I'd start Diaz and keep Stones first on, you know, have someone good first on the bench to come off. it's not a great tactic there. I think the double City defence is gone. In fact, in terms of defence, I am, Rich, I mean, what is happening at Everton? Because looking at them fixture-wise, they've actually had a decent run of form, Everton. I know they lost to Chelsea this game week. But fixtures-wise, they've got Burnley and Crystal Palace both at Goodison for the next two games. Yeah. Obviously, they missed 29. So that's 28 and 30. Then they've got Brighton, Spurs, Arsenal, Villa, West Ham. It's not a terrible run into the back end of the season for Everton. But what is happening to Everton, like in terms of Calvert-Lewin, is my main question. That's using the podcast for personal gain.
Of course, as always, every week. But I'd avoid Everton assets, to be honest.
Really?
Because we're so unpredictable, and we're not going to turn anybody over like 3-4-0 or anything like that. Like I think it was 1-0 against Southampton, 1-0 against West Brom. We're winning games, but we're not playing particularly great football, and we even have like rotation risk, which is bizarre. Like Iwobi will start, Rodriguez gets dropped for Sigurdsson. You know, there's a lot of strange things going on. Your best bet though is probably Michael Keane, and you have him at the moment, don't you?
It's a shame, really.
Decent.
I'd love there not to be a blank game week, because I'd get my wild card triggered right now. I mean, there's lots of moves I'd make. You know, Luke Shaw's the same price as John Stones, I think, for instance. Easy switch. Stones to Luke Shaw, and then you can beef up your midfield alongside. You might as well keep Gundogan now for the value that he provides, and beef that up with a Mahrez or a De Bruyne, so that your three City are two attacking options. But then again, they might tighten it up at the back and keep five clean sheets in a row. But Stones is starting to get rotated now, and I think you're right, Ben. There's that element there where it's like, well, is it really worth having a bench option when there's other defenders available? And if you've got Diaz, you're covering the potential for a clean sheet anyway. And they haven't kept a clean sheet in like four games now. Are we keeping Bamford, by the way? I mean, let's not forget Bielsa, of course, is an absolute genius. Let's not forget Marcelo Bielsa is a genius. They lost again 2-0 to West Ham, and missed about three or four sitters. They were pretty awful leads, but let's not forget Marcelo Bielsa is a genius, of course. So what are we doing with Bamford? I think I might get rid.
I don't know. He's had a lot of chances, hasn't he, Bamford? And
he was back to the old Bamford that we called at the start of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah, Pony Bamford. But he's looking a bit wobbly at the moment, but the way Leeds play, and you know, whoever they come up against, they could score four goals. You know,
they could score zero goals.
I think he's a standout player in FPL this season, Bamford. So I think it'd be a bit of a risk getting rid of him.
I'm definitely keeping Rafinha. I think Rafinha looked great again. He's just involved in everything for them. He's great to watch.
See his overhead volley.
Hit
amazing great overhead effort. Volley, and Fabianski saved it brilliantly.
Yeah,
but
I'll definitely keep him, and he's still a bit of a differential at the moment. He's not that highly owned, but not sure about Bamford.
So Luke's takeaways arrived, which signals the end of the podcast. Quickly then, what are we doing captains-wise and transfers? We don't want your chips to get cold there, Luke.
Gosh, I've absolutely no idea this week. I'm just going to look at my team quickly. I think I'll either take Barnes out for somebody, not sure who, or I'll roll the transfer. But captain-wise, possibly Kane against Arsenal, possibly Salah against Wolves, possibly Fernandes against West Ham, possibly Antonio against Man United. Who knows?
Options.
What about you?
I think I'm just going to keep it on Sterling. He didn't play in the game week just gone, so presumably that means he's going to start. They're playing Fulham. You know, Fulham are in all right form, actually. But you know what? I still fancy Manchester City because they score goals. So, yeah, I think I'll put it on Sterling. And in terms of transfers, rather, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll take Watkins out from Villa and bring in somebody else. I don't know.
Watkins plays in blank 29 though, Rich. So
Matt, oh yeah, probably, forget
keep
that.
Keep him in. Keep him in. What about you? I mean, we should all look to Ben, really. What are you doing this week, mate?
Well, yes. Harry Kane is the all-time North London derby scorer. No one has scored more goals in the North London derby than Harry Kane. He loves a goal against Arsenal. Yeah, absolutely, Harry. Without a shadow of a doubt, Harry Kane is returning massive points again this week.
Yeah, do you think he'll do it? Do you think he'll do it twice
absolutely.
In a row?
Absolutely.
I love your confidence, Ben. It's brilliant. Also, I love how you always look off to the side of your monitor. I imagine you've got a massive whiteboard of like players and options of who to
absolutely
bring in.
Absolutely, Harry Kane.
Cool. Yeah. So that's that then, isn't it? Remember, at TripleCaptain3 on Twitter and Instagram, we put our teams up on there. Any questions, fire them over and leave us a review. That is important. 5 stars, please, on Apple Podcasts. And we'll shout you out. We haven't shouted out any reviews in ages. Is that because we haven't had any?
Exactly, yeah. So tell a mate. Tell a mate about it.
Yes.
Spread the word. We've got no marketing budget.
And if, you know, if you're like me and Rich and you've had a few red arrows in a row, don't worry about it because United beat City.
There you go. Have a nice tea, love.
Good night, everyone.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal training session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
What? That's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.